When you turn the news on today, you're hearing a lot about troubles in our world today. You're hearing a lot about these attacks that are taking place around the globe, and you're hearing about how difficult it is for the law enforcement and those that are charged with our protection and the protection of others, how that they have a very difficult time in anticipating how that these attacks, how it is that the enemy will approach, because they keep changing their tactics. And that's seen just throughout the globe. They may use an airplane, now they're using trucks, and they're using ambushes. It's just a multiplicity of approaches they're being used to attack people around the globe. And these are physical, worldly attacks. And we even see that in our small local hospital. One of the things we teach in our active shooter campus on campus exercises is that there is no perfect response. There's too many variables, so you can't prescribe it all the way down to a T. You can't anticipate what might be happening. But that's in the physical world. In the spiritual world, there's likewise warfare. And let me tell you that Satan, our adversary, is very, very crafty. Very, very crafty. And he is also the master of warfare, and he changes his tactics likewise. And so that we have to be aware of how that Satan comes after us in this spiritual warfare that we are experiencing today. Look with me, if you would, in 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5:8, we read, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Now, here's the title for our lesson this evening: how that Satan attacks us. How Satan attacks. We see the tactics in the world, but we must place more emphasis and more attention on how it is that that Satan can attack us, because it is one that can kill the soul is one that's more to be feared than one that can kill the physical body. So we need to emphasize and study and focus upon how is it that Satan attacks us today, so that we likewise can protect ourselves. Number one, very quickly, Satan attacks us through our desires. In James chapter 1, verse 14, we read, "Man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Satan attacks through legitimate as well as illegitimate desires. He attempts to drive us to extremes. And extremisms is where we get into trouble. And he encourages us or tempts us to do the right things, they're right, but to fulfill them in the wrong way. The desires, the God-given desires that God has given us, those are right things. But he tempts us through those desires to fulfill them in the wrong manners. And you'll have to make application of that. Also, we must be willing to, and how do we defend against this? How do we defend against this? We have to exercise self-discipline. That's something we don't hear a lot about in our society today. Self-discipline. And it is through self-discipline and prayer and faith and patience that we can defeat Satan's attacks. If we would just exercise our faith. Back in James chapter 1 and verse 12, we read, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." He overcomes it. "For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life." James 1:12. So how is it that Satan attacks us? He attacks us through our desires. He does that, both the legitimate desires and illegitimate desires. Number two, how does Satan attack us? He attacks us through our defects. As much as you may think so, and my wife can tell you the contrary, I am not a perfect man. She'll let you know all about that. I'm sure that you other folks would let each other know about that too. But Satan attacks us through our defects. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 7, the Apostle Paul talks about a defect that he had. He talks about this thorn of flesh. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. "There was given unto me," that is the Apostle Paul, A thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it is. A lot of surmising about that. Incidentally, I don't think it was his eyesight. Because when God restored his eyesight, it was a perfect... it was a perfect, 100% miraculous restoration of his sight. But anyway, it says, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Satan attacks us through our defects. Satan harassed Paul. Likewise, he also seeks to attack us through our afflictions when we are troubled. He desires to attack us through our infirmities and our sicknesses. When we're sick and we're weak and afflicted, that's when we're most vulnerable from Satan in his attacks. He gets us when we're down. Paul asserted all, though, and there's hope here. There's hope. If you read on through in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, beginning in verse 9, Paul says, when I am weak, he's mentioning that or bringing that back up. When I am weak, then I am strong. I can exercise my faith in strength there. When Satan tries to attack me through my defects. God told Paul, he says, as Paul was beckoning and asking God to remove this thorn in the flesh, God said, my grace is sufficient for thee, in that same verse. My grace is sufficient for thee. And what does that tell us? Likewise, the help of God, the mercy of God, the works of God, the faith of God, the mercy of God, His grace is sufficient to help us through those difficult times. We've got all we need. We have the grace of God to help us during those difficult times. Likewise, how else does Satan attack us? Not only does he attack us through our desires and through our defects, he also attacks us through our defeats. I don't believe there's a person in this room that has never suffered trials and tribulations and defeats. Everyone gets discouraged at some time or another. And this is a time when we are most vulnerable. Likewise, when we get discouraged, when things don't go right, when our plans fail, when we flounder, that's when Satan takes advantage of us. He takes advantage of us when through our defeats. You know, during the times of defeat, we must take positive action and put our faith to work. We must reach out to help the less fortunate. We got to busy ourselves. When we suffer defeats, the best cure and remedy for that is to go help someone else, to get busy and to go work. And we could talk about Elijah and others. When they felt that they were defeated, the Lord goes over to them when they're sniveling and whining. He says, get up and go work. He tells them to do this. So it is through positive actions that we put our faith to work. We need to reach out and help others. Go do some type of good work. Go help the less fortunate. Visit the sick. Pray for the sick. Do something for those that are less fortunate than you are at that time. That's how we defeat Satan as he attempts to attack us when we are defeated at times. We get up and we get busy and we go to work. Well, let's look at this a little bit further. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'll give you time to turn there because I've got to turn there likewise. 1 Peter chapter 5 and in verse 10. This is being addressed here. As we think about how it is that Satan attacks us, and he attacks us through our defeats. Look in 1 Peter 5 and in verse 10. But the God of all grace, and that's that same grace that was sufficient for the Apostle Paul as he was trying to get rid of that thorn in the flesh. But the God of all grace, whom hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, after suffering, he says, make you perfect. That means full and complete, established, strengthen, and settle you. It is through these trials, through these difficult times, when we suffer defeats, that is when we are made strong. That's when we're made strong. How else is it that Satan attacks us? We discussed some of the various different ways. He attacks us through our desires. He attacks us through our defects. He attacks us through our defeats. And he also attacks us through his deceits. Through his deceits. You know, Satan, it said in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 8, it says that Satan will go out and to deceive the nations. He's the father of all lies. He is. Satan is constantly trying to deceive us and to defeat God's people. He's a liar. He's the accuser of the innocent. He blinds the minds of the masses. He beguiles the masses. In John 8:44, it tells us that he is a liar. And so it is through his deceits that he attempts to attack us. Our defense, then. What is our defense against the lies of Satan? What is it? As he attempts to attack us, what is our defense? Our defense is in God. He has given us our book of defense, our security defense right here. All that we need, the all-sufficiency of the Scriptures are taught there. Our defense is in God. It is through love. It is through mercy. It is through grace. And that we are, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, we are more than conquerors over the deceitfulnesses of Satan, over the deceits of Satan. You know, there's a passage that we teach our young people, our young children, and of course we teach in our other classes too, and it's in Ephesians. It talks about the armor of God. How can we defend against the attacks of Satan? Well, we put on the armor of God. Open your Bibles, excuse me, to Ephesians chapter 6, if you would. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6 as we bring this to a close. Ephesians chapter 6. As we think about how it is that Satan attacks us, how that we think about he just attacks us through our desires and through our defects and through our defeats and through his deceits. All that we need to do is read God's instruction book. You know, there's a lot of books out there on self-defense. We've got lots of them. But here's the one on spiritual self-defense right here. Look with me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit. Watching, this is our defense, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Satan desires to attack us. You know, the atrocities that we hear about in the news, they're just awful. We just heard some news today about some more policemen that were shot and their lives were taken. I don't know the full detail. Last week in Dallas, an ambush of law enforcement, and just on and on and on over in France. All of these physical assaults that are taking place, and law enforcement and those involved in security and home defense, they're just struggling about how that they can defend us. But you know what? There's a lot more important things that we need to be thinking about. And that is our spiritual defense, not just our national defense, but also our spiritual defense, first and foremost. You know, they can take our lives. They can do that. That can happen. But they should not be able to take our souls. We're the ones that are in charge of that. And we can't let them have that. So we have to defend against the attacks of Satan. He's going to go through our desires, our defects. He's going to challenge our defeats. And he's going to lie to us. He's going to approach us with all types of lies and deceits. This evening, if you're here and Satan has won the battle in your life, let me encourage you to thwart the attack of Satan. Have you fallen to his deceits? Has he defeated you? Well, if he has, there is an answer to that. Come back to God. Come back to Christ. Make that right. Do what's necessary. Now, of course, if it's a private matter that has separated you from your God, we encourage you to take care of that in a very private manner in prayer. But if Satan has been victorious over you in a very public fashion, you need to handle that, make that right in a very, very public manner and public fashion through public repentance. And maybe there's young individuals here or even those that may be even older that have never begun in the battle against Satan. Satan's winning at this point if you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need to obey that simple plan of salvation. Simply hearing the gospel of Christ, preaching its simplicity, responding in belief, confession, being willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins into the body of Christ. But Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 tells us the most difficult part of being the Christian and being faithful to God. Be thou faithful unto death, we're told. Are you faithful to God? Do you need the prayers of the church? Do you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you will, let it be known. Come forward as we stand and as we sing.